Okay, we are up to Simin Chavav, Halacha Chav Beis. Okay, the last halacha of Kaddish Yosem. Afal pi shamiras haKaddish v'atilas mo'ilos l'ha'avos mi'lu'avos. Even though we've just spent a whole simon learning all the laws of davening for the Yom and saying Kaddish, the Iker, we learned, basically thing to remember is Kaddish was really established for children. Davening is a bigger mile to daven more than to say Kaddish. And even though certainly these things help, we have to have emuna pshuta. Doing these things certainly bring a sipa kanefesh for the neshama. However, mikol makom, it's important to keep in mind, ein elu ha'ikar. This is not the main thing. Elo ha'ikar hu shehabonim yelchu ba'orach mishar, shall go live a proper life, a correct life, a straight life. Kibozeh heim mezakim ha'avos. This is what brings the ultimate nachas ruach to the parents. Hachi sabazoya kodesh. Okay, the kitzur is now going to tell us a zoya. Bein, it says in the pasuk. Parashas it says in the pasuk. Bein yichabed off. Its son gives kol pasuk in Mishlei. Bein yichabed off. Kmod at omar. Kabeid es savicha v'yasimecha v'oikmuha b'mechilta b'mechlo mishte. Chazal interpret this pasuk to mean, how does a child give kavod to a parent? He has to give them food and drink. Uv'chola hay b'chayav de'is chayav bei. But giving a parent food and drink is only in this world when the parents are alive. That's when you can provide them with food and drink. Basar demis itaymo ha'potterhu. So maybe you will suggest, since Chazal tell us kabed esrich v'yasimecha means food and drink, and that's only possible to be done when the parent is alive. So when the parent is no longer here, no longer does a child have an obligation to give cover to his parents. Oh, laf hachi. The Zoya says that's incorrect. That's a toss. A person can continue to give cover to his parents even after they die. The alvagav demis, even though they have died, is chayav bikare yatir, they're chayav to give bi yikre yatir, they're chayav to give them even more honor. Chayav yatir means more honor, to give more honor. The Sivri says in the pasuk, kabri el savicha, de'i hahu v'ro ozlo ba'arach takola, if a child goes in a bad way, an arach takola vadai mevazeh la'avoihu, it's a bezoin for the parent. When a child does not go in the proper way, people say, look who raised him. Who raised this person? It's a weed. This group, no chinuch, no hadracha. He does terrible things, so it reflects bad upon the parents. Vadai ovid lei kilono, he brings shame to his parents. V'iyahu b'ro oz l'barach mishar v'sakein uvdohi. But if a child goes in the proper way and does things that are proper, his ways are proper, vadai do'oiker la'avoy, they give praise. Who raised such a child? Who is a person that has derech eretz? You right away attribute his derech eretz to a good chinuch. Oiker le b'hai alma, oiker le b'ha alma, gabe b'nei nasha. He gives covet to, in this world, to his parents. Oiker le b'hu alma, gabe kutsha b'ruchu. He gives parents to, by doing so, he's giving covet to his parents in the next world. So if a person lives a proper life, people, they praise him. By doing so, he's giving cover to his parents in this world, because the legacy and the good name of his parents will live on in this world, and certainly the neshamas of his parents will get honor in Olam Haba. The Kitshubrichu Choyes Alei will have compassion upon him, will have compassion upon the neshama. The Oisav Lei Bichursiya Dikorei will put his parents in a share of honor in the next world. At Kan Lashon, these are the words of the Zohar HaKadosh. So therefore, this is what he says later, again, the Yisoid of the Zohar, again, one more time, is davening for the Amud and saying Kaddish is not the Iker. The Iker is to live a proper life, to do Torah u'mitzvos. That will be a covet for a person's parents in this world and in the next world. When a person looks at a good person, they say he has a good chinuch, and certainly in the Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go and honor the person's parents. Okay, then he concludes with one last point, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This is an interesting idea. V'yeish loy la'odam litzavois es banav la'hachazik be'ezem mitz. An unbelievable concept. A parent, before he leaves this world, shall tell his children that they should pick a mitzvah. should pick a particular mitzvah which the parent has chavivus, cherishes, and should instruct their child, I want you to excel at this mitzvah. I want you to be medachdik in this mitzvah. And if a child is makbin on that particular mitzvah, that is a greater zuchus for the parent in the next world more than kaddish and more than davening. V'hi takana g'tayva, certainly for a person, for noshim, because since noshim generally do not daven for the omud, and they generally do not say kaddish, so what can a daughter do to give cover to their parent? If a father will tell his family, I very much want you to be makbid on tzedakah, I very much want you to be makbid on, I don't know, any, you pick any of the tayag mitzvahs, there's a chavivah sin, and you shall continue, my legacy shall be that you should be datik in this mitzvah, that will be a very great schutz for the neshama. Certainly when it comes to nashim, which they do not have, they don't have the ability to daven and to say kaddish like men. And let me read you what it says over here in the Zohar, another Zohar. According to the Zohar, the famous Zohar that tells us the story with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva once was traveling, he saw a person that was chopping wood. And after he finished chopping the wood, he made a pyre and he lit it up, and he went and he was burnt. He burnt himself. He threw himself into the fire. So he saw this going on every single day. He couldn't understand what was going on until he realized that this was not a human being. This was a neshama. And he asked neshama, "What in the world is going on?" So he says, "I'm a Rasha. I've done terrible, terrible sins, and this is my punishment. Every single day I have to do slave labor to go and collect wood and to burn myself in the wood." Rabbi Akiva was so shaken up, he said, he inquired about the person, he said to the person, "Is there anything I can do to not leave?" So he says, "I have a child. If my child will go and do an answer, I mean, will do something good, that will save me from this terrible punishment." Rabbi Akiva went to the city where he came from, he inquired, they said about him the worst, worst things. He asked, "Does he have a child?" He says, "Yes, he has a child, but the child is going in a very bad way. He's just like the father, he's a Russia." Rabbi Akiva went and he tracked down the child, and slowly he went, and he taught him how to do different things, and there he gave different examples. The first example there was, he said the Haftarah. Okay, so the different versions of this Medrash. But the Zohar says that when the child got the Haftarah, he read the brachos of the Haftarah, then the neshama no longer was released from Gehenna. When the child had a little more education and was able to daven for the Omer, to daven the Shlech Tzibur, then not only did they take on Gehenna, they were koreya his gezar din. Now, what is the difference between the gezar din and Gehenna? I don't know, but it's another madrega. And then the child eventually got smicha. He got smicha, and when he got smicha, they gave a crown. This beautiful thing, what it says: uveshosh neschachim bini v'chusmach al yotcha itruni bekisram shel tzadikim. He was crowned, the father's neshama was crowned with a keser of a tzaddik, and he was positioned in Gan Eden. So it shouldn't take lightly what a person can accomplish for neshama in the next world. Now let's, yeah?
When the every day mitzvahs.
You pick what's chavis. Yeah. So it depends. Every person is different. People have different opportunities, different types of children, different situations, different levels of observance. It's an idea. It's an idea, and it's not an idea from a Hasidic or Sefer. It's an idea that's in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, one of the most basic halachic svarim in Klal Yisrael, that a person, it's a medrash. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us tayag mitzvos? So a person can find one mitzvah in which he excels in, which he's perfect in. And through that mitzvah, he'll be koina olam haba. Okay, everyone has their thing. Some people you see the very makban on tefillin. It's a big thing by them, tefillin. Other people are very makban on kiddush levana. They'll never miss the kiddush levana no matter what. As soon as it's the first time possible, they're going to need dinner. Some people, they go crazy about matzah. They go meshuga. They're very makbid. They're matz mitzvah. And the most. Why are you so meshuga? That's my mitzvah. I do matzah. My lulav and esrog is not so great. I just go and I buy whatever. I just buy whatever I find on the table. I buy. When it comes to matzah, that's my mitzvah. Some people, they'll go meshuga for the lulav and esrog. Matzah, they're not interested. They'll just buy manashevitz machine matzah from last year is good enough. Everyone does. Everyone has something which touches their neshama. Okay, some people Purim, they love to give out money. They give out hundreds of thousands of dollars on Purim. And there are people that are bigger gvirim, that are multi millionaires. They don't give out a penny on Purim. It's not their thing. They don't give out. They're not makbid on the mitzvah of matanas levyonim. Everyone has their thing. You know yourself. There are certain things that touch your neshama. It's built into you. That's your tafkid. That's what they said, that if a person feels, has a chavivus for a certain type of mitzvah, it must be, that was his tafkid in this world. His tafkid is to excel, and you should develop that particular mitzvah. And furthermore, he says, you should tell your children, I want this to be your big thing. This is what you should do. Some people have to be a gabbai. They have to be a gabbai in the Beis HaKnesses, no matter what. It's their thing. This is what they want to be mezakeh the rab. Some people have to be a rabbanim. They have like a line of rabbanim for all generations, no matter what. They're going to go out into Alaska to be a rabbi in Alaska, to be a rabbi in Las Vegas. This is what they. This is their task in life, to serve as a rav, a moreh hayrav, to be a madrich. To be a rabbi. That's what it says. And you shall instruct your children to pick up one particular thing. It's a very powerful idea. And it's presented here by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. None other. Yeah.
Did you ever hear from Father giving
that? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did hear. Yeah, you do hear about it.
Rabbi Moshe made when I was a teenager, a Shabbashu with Rosh about
that. About giving over one particular mitzvah.
He said,
pick a mitzvah. Pick a mitzvah.
And excel. But
here he's going further.
No,
tell it to your children.
Tell
the children. Yeah, there is such a thing.
In other words, he was trying to.
There is such a thing. It used to be. It's not so popular anymore. But it used to be. Kiddush Shulchan Aruch used to be the Bible. People would a lot of things that we even do today, we don't even realize because our parents and why our parents do it. A lot of these things came from the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is an amazing sefer, and there were points in time where people they knew Kiddush Shulchan Aruch literally bal peh. And a lot of things that it says here crept into Minhag Yisrael. But not everything in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is absolute halacha. Over here, this is not halacha. This whole siman, Chav Beis, this is not halacha. He's just going off and bringing a Zohar, telling you in a Hanhaga. He's telling you that Kaddish is not the Iker. We'll soon have over the next siman, Chav Zadis, and tell you to learn Chok Yisrael. Chok Yisrael, the name of a Sefer. He goes and he makes a push. He makes an appeal. Everyone should learn Sefer Chok Yisrael. How many of us learn Chok Yisrael today? Almost no one. But
years ago.
Why? Because that was a tkufa where Kiddush Shulchan Aruch was extremely popular. Today, Bnei Torah. Bnei Torah today are much more into Mishnah Berurah. It's a fact.
Yes.
Mishnah Berurah has overtaken the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch.
I did learn Mishnah Berurah 50 years ago.
What you learn? You learn Chaya Adam. Right, you learn Chaya Adam. Chaya Adam has more Musar. Chaya Adam, a lot of people hold Chaya. Before doing this, I was debating, we should do Chaya Adam or do Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Chaya Adam, a lot of people tell me you should learn Chaya Adam. Chaya Adam has more of a derech in life. It's more of a derech in life. I think Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is becoming more and more popular today. Kiddush Shulchan Aruch today, first of all, Art Scroll, they put out, what was it, 5 volumes? Unbelievable piece of work. And now this is a revolution. This Sefer is revolutionary. The Piskei Teshuva and Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. This is an incredible, incredible piece of work. Only half. And Rabbi Brown, this is still popular. This is still study. I mean, this is a classic. It's an unbelievable. You see the beautiful things that he brings down. He opens up the whole Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Okay, then yeah, then they just reprinted now the three. They printed now it's a 3-volume the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch im Divrei Mishnah Berurah.
Then they have im Piskei Mishnah Berurah.
Right, that's a small. That's a small. But in Divrei Mishnah Berurah, they reprinted it now in 3 volumes with Nakudos and nice retype set. It's very very. This safe what I've read over here. Piskei Teshuvos, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Piskei Teshuvos. They recently had. Okay, so this is. this is becoming, I'm curious, I'm wondering if Dirshu now, they put out an extremely popular Mishnah Berurah. We learned Chelek Dalet. It's extremely popular. And the Chelek Vav, they just finished. So I'm willing to bet this, they're going to put out a piece of work on the kids. What are they going to do next? Dirshu, Kolol, they finished Mishnah Berurah, they'll probably put out, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if the next thing they do is they'll put out a Dirshu similar to what they've done to the Mishnah Berurah on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.
Tell me that they have a Sefer
Well, that you have it here. That's what you have over here. Look on the bottom. Listen, the people don't appreciate that. Everything in Shulchan Aruch, this is unbelievable. This itself is worth the price of the Shabbos of Malach. On the bottom, on this page, you see he cross references everything the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says in Shulchan Aruch, which is unbelievable because you don't have that. You can look it up and you can then look at the Piskei Tshuva there, because this is just very, what he has over here is just very, very short. But this Sefer, the Shabbos of Malach, is just out of this world. The things that he brings down, the things that he selected, and the Maror Mekomos, just the Maror Mekomos, unbelievable. To go find the Maror Mekomos in your own, it takes a very long time. To go back, forth, look here, there. He tells you exactly, you want to know where the kids got this from? Here, Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Sim Kufnun, Hey, Sif Aleph. How long would it take you to find it on your own? Unless you're a very big bucky, it'll take a good 5-10 minutes. Here, in 1 second, you got it. You can right away save time, go there, look it up, and you see what it says. Look at the Magen Avraham, go look at the Gra, go look at all the modern-day Svarim, they cross-reference Shulchan Aruch. So there are a lot of things that are coming out. Okay, let's go to Hilchos Talmud Torah. Let's start Talmud Torah. Simen Chav Zayin. Acher Atfila Yikba Ha'is Lilimud Torah. So here we're going all away from the Seder of Arachayim. We're going to Yerdeah. That's one of the milos of Kiz Shulchan Aruch. He goes through Dalech Halach Shulchan Aruch. What's Nogi Halach L'maisa? Acher Atfila, after davening of Yikba Ha'is Lilimud Torah, you should set aside a time to learn Torah. To learn every day, a person should not let a day go by without Lilimud Torah. V'tzarech Sha'isa Ha'is Tia Kavua. Even if you can make a killing in the market, a person has to have a poor point, the time of the day where it's sacred, Kodesh Kadashim, that time is designated for learning Torah.
Why I can't feel that?
Because once you let the time pass, it's not likely you're going to get back. You're going to come back once you leave the Beis HaKnesses.
So it's easier to fix learning before tefillah.
That's also true. That's also a milah. But once you shouldn't leave, because once you leave the Beis, we all know that once you walk out of the Beis HaKnesses and you have a busy day ahead, you have to go to work. Everything from 5 minutes comes 10 minutes. 10 minutes comes an hour comes 2 hours. Before you turn around, the day is over, and you're not going to go back to the Beis Medrash. Once you're ready in the Beis HaKnesses and you finish davening, don't leave. Don't leave until you learn a few lines of Torah. Let's say it's an emergency, something urgent, something pressing. Yilmad mikodem l'chol apachos pasuch echad. You should always have a meaning, at least to not walk out of the Beis HaKnesses, at least learn one pasuch. Some are very mak to learn with tefillin. It's a very nice minhag to learn with your tefillin on. So to learn a mishnah, to learn a halach and kitz shulchan aruch, to learn a simen, to learn something with your tefillin on. What is important, do then after you finish the what's important, afterwards, you shall return to your chuk, to the section, your allotted section, the beauty of Daf Yomi, every single day, this is the daf, whether you like it or not, you got to cover the ground. That's a very beautiful thing. Someplace you learn Baram. Now you do it Baram, there's a group, ish esreel yomer chazak. When you're part of a group, that's the ultimate group support. That's all of these different type of therapies. The most successful therapy, it's a fact, is group therapy. When everyone comes together and you share your stories, each one tells over, you mechazek. Doing it alone, if a person has an addiction, and you try to break your addiction alone, it's very, very hard. If you're part of a group, and everyone tells over their struggles and stories, it does wonders.
They have these anonymous
alcoholics and smokers and drug addicts.
They come together and tell us.
And there are people that are addicted to, they have not popular, but they have people, Rahman al-Islam, that are addicted to on the internet. they're addicted to the internet. All different types of addictions on the internet. So they have groups. They have these anonymous groups where they come together, and they say it does wonders. They does wonders to break the addiction. So that's exactly. So this is not a new idea. This is not a 21st century idea to have these group therapies. I don't know when the group therapy come to existence. It's not a new thing. Well, it's not more than 20 years old. It's not been popularized. Maybe I'm sure it existed 50 years ago. Well, but to the degree it's so popular today, it's only recently it's become like a craze. It's not a new thing. This is an ancient concept. He says, "Say you want to learn, be part of a group. You learn." Yeah.
Used to be very popular. Yaakov.
Mm-hmm. Still is.
What is it?
And Yaakov is still very popular. Agada. And Yaakov is the say. It's all the Agada of the Gemaras. It's still very popular. Agada. My father gave Shir and Yaakov for many years. Friday Shabbos morning. And Yaakov. They switched to Chumash. I go on Sunday to an Yaakov Shir. Rabbi Shur is his most popular Shir. He gives it 10 Shirim. His most popular Shir is Ein Yaakov. Every Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, 10:45, he learns. He learns a little his namel of Misach the Shabbos. He goes to Shil Gemara, and he says all these chidushim. He brings down chidushim, his own chidushim. He goes up on tangents. He brings in the Yeren Yoma. It is the most popular shir in Yaakov. He has there over 100 people every Sunday. So in Yaakov is very popular still.
In the old days, it was very popular because many of the people could not learn Gemara or
But you should know the Agadata is even harder.
Right.
It's even harder. Some of the Agadata are even more.
Yeah,
the story is a story.
Like to come yeah. Because it was stories.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that was the appeal.
So let's go further. So here we have this thing called group therapy. Saskilos, Kedosh, Nasiasa, Havos, Kedosh, Lemon, Lomotor, Brahm, Yedlach, Hatil of Yeshachal, Yerushamayim, Lehishaber, Imohem, every Yerushamayim should join up. What is this koil all about? What's going on over here? Look under your own nose. Okay, let's see what it says here in the Shi'anim Mitzionim the Halacha. Halacha Aleph. Halacha Aleph on the bottom. It says here that a person Yikba Eis Lilmoy Torah Ein Berika Yosef the Dayan Hadones Adin Hu Kimoy Limo Torah the Dino Hainu Torah V'Davka B'Sheni Mekabel Schar Ba'ad Hadin. Okay, what about serving as a poisek? Right, there are some very popular poiskim. The whole day, people are coming to bother the chabadim of a shiloh, should I do this or do this? They ask him simple questions or difficult questions. So answering questions has the same status, of course, as learning Torah. Has the same sechar as limud ha-Torah, provided it's not part of your job. Provided you're not taking money. That's what it says. She'en mekabel sechar. Or mehai taima, melami tinoikos, bischar, eina oile lekvios itim le-Torah. So he used this idea of money that does not count for itim. So if a person is a melami tinoikos, a person that teaches children, so I think what he means over here is something you have to prepare for. That's what I think. The things that you just answer off the cuff. So people, simple questions. That's what he's referring to. So a person who teaches children. Now, if you say this, they don't have to prepare today. You're fired. Okay, today, and it's true. They really prepare very, very hard. But I guess he's talking about I don't know what levels of preparation. Someone's done already for 25 years, and you're not. Okay, that's right. Absolutely, you have to prepare no matter what. But he says over here, "Mehai time and malami tinoikos b'schar ein oile lekvias itim l'Torah does not count a person that's parnasa. He teaches children, and it appears that it does not involve much preparation. And he's getting paid, so he brings down from the Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef is a major pesek that does not count as when a person in Shemayim. One of the questions: Kovata itim l'Torah. Did you set aside?" What? Okay, that's right. Excellent point. Excellent point. You're right. So you're saying that you're right. So you're saying the Birkei Yosef is not like Eloh HaLamayis. So you're right. That's a very good point. Especially if they haven't paid you. Forget about not getting a minimum wage. If they're 3 months behind in paying you, certainly. Absolutely. You're doing your L'shem Shemayim. However, he just points out that it's not a full-fledged thing called when the Shemayim, when a person comes to Shemayim and the person did not learn the whole day. The only thing he did the whole day in learning was he went and he gave his class for children. That's the only thing. He's teaching the same thing for the last 20 years. And he comes to Shemayim, Kavati Itin L'Torah, he will not be able to pass that exam. That's not called Kavati Itin L'Torah if he has a job to teach children and he's not doing any new learning on his own. If you're part of a group where everyone talks and learning, it's not really clear what he's referring to, but if you're part of a group where you're expected to speak up and to participate, it's much better to be part of a group where you participate than just to listen. We all know very well that if you have to give a shiur, you have to give something over in a doime to listening to a shiur, just being on the receiving end. So if you have an opportunity to be participating and giving over, that's a much higher level of learning than just actually listening. Okay, now let me read you what it says over here in the Piskei Tshuvos. The Piskei Tshuvos says, the ikar mitras kviyas itim l'Torah hu shelo yidalek b'kviyas afilu yomecha. The ikar purpose of a kovati itim l'Torah is never to miss. Never to miss a single day. Okay, next. He goes on to say, let's say you're going to lose a lot of money. During the time that you set aside for learning, it's like you're dead. Famous with the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim, he told his wife, I'm not coming to the store. He had a store. And she ran the store in the morning. He came in the afternoon. So his wife ran the store. So there were certain emergencies. So she would send someone to get him from the Beis Medrash. I guess this was early on. And so he told her, when I'm learning, what would be if I was dead? Would you come to the cemetery and knock on the grave and tell me to come into the store? We had a problem here? You wouldn't, because I'm dead. When I am in the Beis Medrash for these 3 hours, I am dead. And there's nothing. You don't come and send any shluchim to disturb me. It doesn't make any difference. And that's exactly what he brings out from the Or Tzadikim. He doesn't say dead. He says when you're learning, he says, Lashon Saginar, it's ke'ilu you are in Gan Eden. You're in Gan Eden. There is no disturbance. Okay, next. A person should learn at least one pasuk. Now, this is very important. He tells us the reason why you must learn one pasuk is because of it's a neder. If a person has a custom to learn every single day after davening for half an hour before he goes to work, and one day you have an emergency, you have a very important business meeting, you don't have that half an hour, you have to leave right after davening, so the kids have told us you still should say at least one pasuk. Don't walk out of the Beis HaKnesses, since every single day you come in against to learn for half an hour. So today you're not, but at least say a pasuk. Why? Because if you say one pasuk, you're not being mevatel from the neder. Once you do something three times, it has a shtickel the neder. So in order that it should not be a violation of the neder, by saying learning at least one pasuk, you're not in total violation. V'zeh mibnei shelo yihyeh ke'oiver al nidroi uche minhago midei yom. V'yaf al pi k'chein tov sheyasne betchila k'vis sheyeh bli neder pen yizdamein eze pam sheyeh ones v'yachzir. Person, before he takes upon himself this beautiful custom of learning every single day after having a period of time, he should say, Hindi Oisadava Zebeli Neder, because it's inevitable there's going to be an emergency, you're not going to be able to be here, I'm not going to be able to do the full thing. After you go to your business meeting, you should make sure that you make up your chok, make up your daf. If today that's the daf, you have to do the daf. Gabaze Yazelin in a darm, Shim Kavalomo Becholium daf Gimara, or Shali Mudim, Kivuum, Yeshayasta, Shiabli Neder, Shema, Yishkach, or Yeonis, Viavel Nidway. You learn the daf yomi, it's a neder. It's unbelievable. That's what he's saying. You learn daf yomi, it's a neder. So if you miss a daf, what? That's right. That's right. You do it every single day. You can't miss a day. Okay, now he talks about group therapy. Group therapy. V'chein avrechei koylel umlaudim kedoy mehamakavlam sachar alimudim nochon sheikbu oidzman bekviyas itim l'tor shlo almanas lekavl pras v'yikbu itim latara b'oifim zebiyim v'ladikalman. Unbelievable. He says over here from the Shari Tshuva. Okay, unbelievable thing. And the Kaf HaChayim. A person, if you are a Kli Kodesh, meaning that your Parnasa is learning. You're in Koilel, you're Rav, you're Rebbe, and everything that you do revolves around learning. But you're paid, your salary. You're in Koilel, you get a check, even though the check is minimum wage, you are getting a check. You're Rebbe. Everything that you're doing is for the Talmidim. You are a Rav, getting a salary. Everything you're doing, besides what you're doing for your parnasa, for your lifestyle, which is wonderful, obviously, a person should attempt to learn something that's outside his duties. It has nothing to do with his shtela. I'm a Rav. Okay, I'm learning. I have a limud. I'm going to learn this. I'm never going to use this limud in my rabbanis. I'm learning a topic. No, this is for my balabatim. This is never be nogea. For my talmidim, this is never going to be nogea. It's just 100% l'shem shamayim. I'm not being paid for it. That's what he says. That is something that you can take away from this halacha. Even a person who is roshay verubay, terasay umnasay, you still have to have a period of time during the day, every single day, choyk v'lo yavar, that you learn mamish 100% l'shem shamayim. It's powerful, powerful stuff. How many people really from mekayim that? Okay, let's go to the next halacha. The next halacha is halacha based. Kolish yishol chayv l'lmo tar bein oni bein asher. Every person has to learn Torah, whether you're poor, whether you're rich. Bein sholem megufay bein bal yisurin. Rachmana litzon, a person that's not well. Bein bocha bein zokin gadol. Afilu oni hamachshel psachim chayv l'kabayla zman l'tal mutar b'yayim. Uvalayl, even a person, a collector. You hear that? Even a collector that suffers from such a parnasa has to go and learn, has to learn Torah. Shenemar, v'hogisa bo yom v'loyla. V'hogisa. So people make this mistake. People make a mistake, a very common mistake. It's not the higisa. It's the hogisa. The hogisa. Okay? The way the hogisa, this is the haftarah, the first simchas Torah. How do I know that this is the hogisa? Because I was leaning from a klaf. I was leaning from a klaf on simchas Torah, and I said the higisa. And they all screamed so loud. Shaita. The hogisa. It's not the higisa. The hogisa bo yomam volaila. Okay, v'hogi saboyim v'layla. It's a very popular pasuk. Maybe I should not pronounce it. Umi she'eni yadel klal lil moed. A person rachmana litzlan did not have a Jewish education. Oy she'i efshaloi machmas reif hatirados. He is so busy. He doesn't have time to learn. So what's the next best thing? The next best thing is to support Torah. It's to give a donation to an institution that supports. So the first, all the gedolei hadar say that your number one priority to give tzedakah is to Torah institutions, Jewish education, before all these exotic tzedakahs, to give money for farmers who are observing. Like, yeah, people, they give money for exotic things. They give money for people, farmers who are going to observe Shemitah. It's a wonderful thing. So you don't want them to be samech on Het and Mechira. So the way we're going to upgrade them from Het and Mechira is we're going to give them money. Everyone should give $1,000. Okay, community alert. Community alert. Everyone give $1,000 so the farmers who are being oisik in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael do not have to be samech on Het and Mechira, so they can be off the whole Eretz Yisrael. That's wrong. I mean, it's not wrong. It's, if you're a multimillionaire, it's a tremendous good thing. But the priority is to give money to Torah institutions, Jewish education. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Whatever you feel, whatever you feel. Aniyeh Ho'ir. The Torah institutions local in this community come before giving money for Torah institutions in Eretz Yisrael. Absolutely. Your first priority is to give to yeshivas. If you don't like your particular yeshiva, so you give to another yeshiva. It should go for limud haTorah, for children. For children, not, and then come adults. Children is the most important thing. Kali, so that's because we have if you give money for people to learn, it's as if you learned. The atzma, the reward, they were the ones who were part of the support. We have a Tana. Shimon, who was the brother of Azariah. Why do we call him by his brother's name? What about the Rambam? Who supported the Rambam in the early part of his life? His brother, David. The Rambam had a brother, a very wealthy brother. His name was David. And he supported the Rambam. And he died tragically. He went on a business trip and his ship sunk. And he died. And the Rambam mourned over his brother David his whole life. And when the Rambam's brother died, the Rambam went into poverty. He had very, very difficult time making parnassah. He became a doctor. And he served in Egypt by the Sultan and so on and all the stories. But the first part of the Rambam's life, he was supported lock, stock, and barrel by his brother David. So the Hisnu B'Neim. What?
His brother supported to pay the bills.
Even though a person, even he's little might, even a person that's extremely busy. Today we live in a society like never before. Doesn't take much today to be overwhelmed. Most people today don't have much time to learn. That's the reality. And therefore, even though you really don't have time, people have children and carpool and parnasa, and I mean, it's just amazing what goes on today. You do the best you can, at least to learn a little bit. Rak ma'at, ma'at, b'chol yom, b'chol layla, a little bit besides giving money to support your children and learning. You have to at least learn a little bit on your own. Let's see what it says over here. Let's finish up this halacha base. Let's see what it says over here in terms of halacha. Shemitz halacha gimel. Bein bocher bein zokin gadol ein de zoyra kadosh or aisa lo is yahivis ela le dibure el ela le giboyre ubnei ela le gvur for men ubnei the kain kosav the kain kosav hamogin avram the isha lav bas toira hi. So here the Shionim Mitzionim Halach is coming to focus in on the words of the Kitzur. It was given to a Bachur and a Zaken. Does not say a Zekena, does not say a Yalda, a Bachura. Does not say a Bachur. So what about the girls? Are girls Mechuyiv to learn Torah? There's a girl, a Beis Yaakov girl. Is she Mechuyiv in her summer vacation every single day to open up a Gemara? To open up a Mishnah, to open up a Chumash, a Ramban, whatever one of them do. But are they mechuyev to open up whatever they learn? Are they mechuyev? They have a din like the men that they mechuyev that every single day a day should not pass without them learning a halacha. So the answer is no. They're not mechuyev. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Zohar says the Magen Avraham the ish la bas toirahi aval the Beis Yosef kosaf de. The neshama kliyin there bein ish bein isha the gam isha bas tayrihi, and therefore he says no, and he says that the ayin mishab shulchan aruch the isha shalom the Torah yesh l'schar avol ein l'lamed es bita Torah shabal peh el l'Torah el shabuchsav v'dinim hashayachim lo the ayin sham. So the consensus is it doesn't hurt. The consensus is really to summarize what he says here in modern terms is that among B'nai Torah it doesn't hurt that a woman should learn. They don't have the same chiyuv to learn like men, but adrab, the more they learn, the better. And certainly they should learn things which they are shaykh in the mitzvos that are relative to them. They should learn, and certainly they should be bekim in Torah Shebichsav, not this, more so in Torah Shebichsav, Chumash, Tanakh, than Torah Shabbal Peh, learning Talmud and Mishnah, but there is no harm. There are many women today that will tell you, that they resent the fact that they were not taught Mishnah and Gemara, because their husbands are busy the whole day working, and it falls upon them the obligation to help their children do homework with their children. And when their kids are in 5th, 6th, 7th grade, the kids need a lot of help. Not everyone can afford to hire a tutor. And even the tutors they hire are not always so good. And if they had some basic skills in learning Mishnah and Gemara, they could assist their sons learn, do their homework with them, help them with the Gemara, and the kids would grow up to be a lot better. A lot of women say this. You hear this quite. I'm not talking about from the modern, I'm talking about from the Haredi community. So it's not such a bad idea that women should have the basic skills in learning the basic Mishnah and the basic Aramaic knowledge to learn a little Gemara, a little Mishnah. It can be a great.
Where do they get that from?
Yeshiva, when they go to school.
Beis Yaakov's,
of course. They don't. No, the sheet is not. The sheet is they bedafka do not. They do not, the Bnei Torah do not teach girls Mishnayis and Gemara. Modern Orthodox does what?
Gemara is a machlokes if a father is supposed to teach his daughter.
Tiflus. If you teach your daughter, I mean, you're teaching your tiflus. The kids didn't say that. The kids didn't. What?
What you're saying now.
So this is already older. Sar Shneir, they came along, she had a debate with who? With one of the Gedolei Hadar. It's Ki'ilu Yimolam, but Bezman Hazed, the Nisyonis are so great, if you don't teach them Torah, Yevadai teaching them Tiflus. In ancient times, a woman grew up in the home of her parents, and she was influenced by a religious environment. Today, it's not so. The parents are not home. The parents are working. So, naturally, a child will gravitate towards culture, whatever's out there. So, if you're not going to teach them Torah, it's going to be a lot worse. It's an absolute necessity today that women should learn Torah. The only question is, what should be the priority? Should the priority be Tanakh and Musar, Hashkafa, and completely ignore Mishnah and Talmud? Or should there also be a little bit of Mishnah and Talmud? I'm telling you the facts are not for me to. I'm not any decision maker or any not knowledgeable in these matters. But the facts are that girls today in the right wing schools do not learn Mishnah or Gemara. It is frowned upon. It is usher. They do not learn. And among the more modern, they do teach them a small amount of Mishnah and Gemara. And it's also a fact that many Haredi women complain today that they feel denied, that they do not have the basic skills of knowing Mishnah and Gemara because they have children that need help, desperately need assistance with their homework, and the mothers are not able to provide that assistance, and they'd be more than willing to do so had they had some basic knowledge. Is anything going to change? No, nothing's going to change. This is the way it is. It is what it is. Okay. No, I didn't say that. I did not say that. Okay, I'm not finished. Okay, let me just two few more things over here on the bottom. No, we have time. Okay, it says here you should learn yisabik. A person doesn't have time to learn. You should leash yisabik. Shall provide for others. V'tzorach hazvulin lahachzik asay yisach abuchol hit star chuyos avi oven hapashut b'loy chaye pe'er moisaros v'ein tzorach litin loy machzis meirevachav. So it says here the Chazon Ish says that Yisachar does not deserve a swimming pool. When we have over here a person with a Yisachar cannot expect to live a lifestyle of the Zevulun. When Zevulun supports the Yisachar, there's still a distinction. Yisachar is a Yisachar. That means there's no swimming pool in the backyard. There are no luxuries.
No Lexus.
No Lexus. You drive a jalopy, if you even drive a car at all. That's what it says. If you want to make a partnership, it's Sarah Chazul. Beloy, just the basic necessities. Okay, one more, another halacha from the Shuarim. V'kosar Abay Esfam, Sheheskim Yisachar, Zvul Neinigurir Klal, Mishalimut HaTorah Shal Yisachar. V'havei Kedugmas HaMalik Miner Liner Shein HaNer Risha Nigra Klal. V'yeish Cholkim Zeh. Now he discusses over here a very hot topic. It's great. He brings out the sources. The Archaim and the Shach. When there's a partnership, let's say a person has an opportunity to be supported by someone. Should he take that opportunity? Will that opportunity to be supported, if someone's willing to support, a person is a very talented person. If he wants, he can work on his own. He'll work half a day and learn half a day. Or he has an opportunity to be supported by someone, and he'll learn the entire day. Should he go for it? Is it better to be supported by someone full time than earn his own keep? Now, you can't generalize. Every person is different, and every situation is different. So you really, really, in no shape and form, can generalize and answer. But theoretically, okay, it's all theoretical. Is it proper to be supported by someone in learning? So he brings down two major players. The Arachayim, HaKadosh, that's Arishon Chumash, and the Shach. The Arachayim says it doesn't take away from your reward whatsoever. If a person learns full time, he will receive an Olam Haba reward of learning, ki'ilu he learned on, he supported himself. It's not going to take away from his reward the fact that someone had to support him. And Adrav, you're giving Zavulon was able to support a Talmud Chacham. On the other end, the Shach disagrees. The Shach says it's not the same. If your learning is only coming from someone supporting you, part of your reward will automatically be handed over to the one that supports you. So there's a mile in supporting yourself. Again, you can't generalize, because there's so many variables, so many factors, and so many different situations, and many times there's no choice. You're put in a situation, whether you like it or not, that's the way it's going to be. But theoretically, how guilty does a person have to feel when someone is paying him to sit and learn? So there's no real clear answer. Consensus.
In the Gemara, it often states what the trade of the Rabbanim was, that they...
Shoemaker.
This guy was a shoemaker, this guy was a carpenter.
Right, they all earned their own keep.
They earned their own keep.
Right.
But they're not quoting from that.
He's quoting over here from Yisach, the pasuk of the Torah. Smach zavulim b'seisecha v'yisachar b'halach. They didn't all work. Shimon Achi Azariah. He didn't work. Shimon was supported. The Rambam was supported.
Was he exception to the rules?
He worked as a doctor.
Everyone, you can't generalize.
The Rambam worked as a doctor.
The second half of his life, because he had no choice. Because his brother died. He had no one to support him. No one was willing to support him. But the first half of his life, his brother supported him. And Shimon Achi Azariah. So why didn't Shimon go out to work? Why did Rabbi Yochanan Hassanler? Why didn't someone support him? His father was a shoemaker. He was a shoemaker. You can't generalize. Every person is born into a certain situation. That's the issue. That is the debate. That is what the Arachayim and the Shach are debating. When you are being supported to learn, how guilty should you feel that my learning is not...
No, we'll take it the other way. If you're not being supported...
Yeah.
You get less
power. If you're not being supported,
when somebody he learns half a day, works out.
So wonderful. So it's pure. It's unbelievable.
So that's better than.
Is it better? Is it better? You're distracted. Ain't a doymer, a person who learns the whole day nonstop. Ain't a doymer to a person that works half a day. We know ourselves. The time that we're not learning isn't just time that we're not learning. It affects greatly the time that we do learn. It's a whole different quality of life. It's passion. It's holding up. Again, I'm not coming to generalize, because you cannot generalize. Every situation is different. And most of the time, 99.9% of the time, you have no choice. You're in a situation. How you got there is another story. Your parents put you there, your grandparents put you there, society put you there, your friends put you there, you chose to be there, you made a mistake, avcharata, did I know, not know, your rashiv pushed you there, you end up in the workforce, whatever it is. It's a theoretical question. In the next world, how will one receive? We don't know how things go on in the next world. But theoretically, how do we relate to these things? So the answer is, we don't know. There are two sides of the coin. There are two different ways to look at it, and you can't say to one person, you're wrong, your lifestyle is wrong, you're making a big mistake. You can't say that to a person. You don't know. We don't know. No one knows. Everyone does what they feel is right. Yeah.
It's the girls that go out to work.
Right. That's right.
So those girls that are complaining.
Because there's no choice.
Those girls that are complaining. I don't know.
Somebody has to remind them.
They should be out.